M30 recording length 17 minutes and 04 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 30 globular cluster M30, and GC7099, Class B, in Capricornus M30.jpg, right ascension 21, 40.4, H colon M, declination, 23, 11, Deg colon M, distance 26.1, Cli. Visual brightness 7.2, mag, apparent dimension 12.0, arc min, discovered 1764 by Charles Messier, globular cluster Messier 30, million 30, and GC7099, at about 26,000 light-years distance and about 90 light-years across, and appears to us under an angular diameter of about 12.0 arc minutes. It is fairly dense, as its concentration class V indicates, and a fine object in even small telescopes. Its brightest red giant stars are about of apparent visual magnitude 12.1, its horizontal branch giants at magnitude 15.1. Only about 12 variable stars have been found in this globular cluster. A color magnitude diagram, CMD, of M30 can be found in Richer et.al. 1988. Its overall spectral type has been determined as F3, and its color index was given as BV equals 0.60 mag. It is approaching us at 181.9 km/s. The core of M30 exhibits an extremely dense stellar population, and has undergone a core collapse, similar to at least 20 other of the 150 globulars in the Milky Way galaxy, including M15, M70, and possibly M62 consequently. M30's core is very small in extension, only about 0.12 arc minutes, 7.2 arc seconds, corresponding to a linear diameter of 0.9 light years, and its half-gas radius is 1.15 arc min, 8.7 light years. Half of this cluster's mass is concentrated in a spherical volume of a radius equal to the distance of Sirius from us, or 17.4 light years diameter. On the other hand, its tidal radius is large, 18.34 arc minutes, corresponding to a linear radius of 139 light years. Beyond that distance, member stars would escape simply because of the Milky Way galaxy's tidal gravitational forces. Despite its compressed core, close encounters of the member stars of globular cluster M30 seem to have occurred comparatively rare, as it appears to contain only few X-ray binary stars. According to investigations with the Chandra X-ray Observatory satellite, these particular stellar systems are thought to form in close encounters as they occur occasionally in the denser zones of globular clusters. Cecilia Payne-Gaposchkin mentions that a dwarf nova had occurred in M30. Another one has been detected in M5 and a third in MGC-6712. M30 was one of the original discoveries of Charles Messier, who catalogued it on August 3rd. 1764 and like most of his globulars, described it as round nebula, containing no stars. It was first resolved by William Herschel around 1784. The brightest stars of M30 can be seen in telescopes starting at or even just below 4 inch aperture. M30 is less looked by Messier marathoners, as it is often the last missed object of an almost complete Messier marathon, a tour for viewing all Messier objects in one night, which is possible near the end of March in moonless nights. This is, however, only because of its location in the sky. Otherwise it is a nice object for amateur astronomers. Messier 30 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on August 3, 1764. Messier, M30, August 3, 1764, 3021 H 27 meters of 5s, 321 D 46, 18. 24D19, 04, nebula discovered below the tail of Capricorn, very near to the star 41 of that constellation, of 6th magnitude, according to Flamsteed. One sees it with difficulty with an ordinary telescope of 3.5-foot Florida. It is round and contains no star. Its position determined from Zeta Capricorni. M. Messier reported it on chart of the comet of 1759, Mimbacud 1760. PL, II, Diom, 2. Note on the chart, Mimbacud for 1760, P465, Plate 12, Planche II, Nebula of 2 Arc, Min diameter, discovered in 1764, Min Bakken for 1771, p. 446, first Messier catalogue, in the night of August 3 to 4, 1764, I have discovered a nebula below the great Dale of Capricornus, and very near the star of 6th magnitude, the 41st of that constellation. According to Flamsteed, one sees that nebula with difficulty in an ordinary non-achromatic refractor of 3 feet Florida. It is round, and I have not seen any star. Having examined it with a good Gregorian telescope which magnifies 104 times, it could have a diameter of 2 minutes of arc. I have compared the center with the star Zeta Capricorni, and I have determined its position in right ascension as 321 D 46, 18, and its declination is 24 D 19, 4, south. This nebula is marked in the chart of the famous comet of Halley, which I observed at its return in 1759, asterisk, seen back at 1760, page 464 p. 457, 1764. August 3, Ra, 321.46.18, Dec, 24.194.8, Diom, 02, nebula without stars, near the star 41 which is below the tail of Capricornus. According to Flamsteed, Bode 68, a nebula, William Herschel P.T. 1814, p. 270-271, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 533-WH 1818, p. 442, sp2 p. 598, Canis 30 is a brilliant cluster, the stars of which are gradually more compressed in the middle. It is insulated, that is, none of the stars in the neighborhood are likely to be connected with it. Its diameter is from 240 to 330. The figure is irregularly round. The stars about the center are so much compressed as to appear to run together. Towards the north, are two rows of bright stars, 4 or 5 in a line. In this accumulation of stars, we plainly see the exertion of a central clustering power, which may reside in a central mass, or, what is more probable, in the compound energy of the stars about the center. The lines of bright stars, although by drawing made at the time of observation, one of them seems to pass through the cluster, are probably not connected with it. PT 1818, p. 442, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 598, the 30th of the Canis Ants, M30 equals and GC 7099, 1794, 7 feet finder, it is but just visible, 1794, 7 feet telescope, it seems to be resolvable, but is too faint to bear a high power, 1810, 10 feet telescope, with 71, it appears like a pretty large cometic nebula, very gradually much brighter in the middle, 1783, with 250 it is resolved into very small stars. 1783, small 20 feet Newtonian, 12 inch diameter, power 200. It consists of very small stars, with two rows of stars, 4 or 5 in a line. 1783, large 20 feet Newtonian, power 120. By a drawing of the cluster, the rows of stars probably do not belong to the cluster. 1784, 1785, 1786, 20 feet telescope, power 157, a brilliant cluster, 1810, large 10 feet telescope, with 171 and 220 the diameter is 3.5, it is not round. By the observation of the 10 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster is of the 344th order. John Herschel, 1833, h. 2128. H2128 equals M30, sweep 299, September 23, 1830, Ra 21H 30 meters 41.5, NPD 113D 55, 26, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, fine cluster, irregular, with two projections A, B, at its northern side, see Fig 90. Is directed from the central brightness and consists of 3 or 4 bright stars 12 meters. Its position taken with microm equals 350 deg.4, B originates in the preceding side of the center. and is directed in a position 331.7 in a line not passing the center. Diam equals 6, stars equals 12 meters. Fine object, has a asterisk 9 meters preceding it, 2 or 3 diameters by diagram. Fine cluster, irregularly round, with two projections A, B, at its northern side. See Fig. 90. A is directed from the central brightness and consists of 3 or 4 bright stars of 12 magnitude. Its position angle, taken with micrometer, is 350.4 deg. B originates in the preceding side of the center, and is directed in a position angle, 331.7 deg in a line not passing the center. Diameter 6, stars of 12 magnitude. Fine object, has a star of 9th magnitude preceding it, 2 or 3 diameters by diagram. Smythe, DCCXCI 791, M30. DCCXCI 30 million Capricorni, R21H 31 meters 16s, Dec S23D 52.4 mean epoch of observation, 1836.70 September 1836, withdrawing, a fine pale white cluster, under the creature's caudal fin, and about 20 deg west northwest of Fimalhaut, where it precedes 41 Capricorni, a star of 5th magnitude, within a degree. This object is bright, and from the straggling streams of stars on its northern verge, has an elliptical aspect, with a central blaze, and there are but few other stars, or outliers, in the field. When Messier discovered this, in 1764, he remarked that it was easily seen with a 3/1/2-foot Florida telescope, that it was a nebula, unaccompanied by any star, and that its form was circular. But in 1783 it was attacked by W. H. William Herschel, with both his 20-foot Newtonians, and forthwith resolved into a brilliant cluster, with two rows PF stars, 4 or 5 in a line, which probably belong to it, and therefore he deemed it insulated. Independently of this opinion, it is situated in a blankish space, one of those chasmata which Lalande termed dispaces vuides, wherein he could not perceive a star of the 9th magnitude in the achromatic telescope of 67 mm aperture. By a modification of his very ingenious gauging process, Sir William considered the profundity of this cluster to be of the 344th order. Here are materials for thinking. What an immensity of space is indicated! Can such an arrangement be intended, as a bungling spouter of the hour insists, for a mere appendage to the speck of the world on which we dwell, to soften the darkness of its petty midnight? This is impeaching the intelligence of infinite wisdom and power, in adapting such grand means to so disproportionate an end. No imagination can fill up the picture of which the visual organs afford the dim outline, and he who confidently probes the eternal design cannot be many removes from lunacy. It was such a consideration that made the inspired writer claim, "How unsearchable are his operations, and his ways past finding out." John Herschel, 1847, H3878 equals M30 equals H2128 sweep 474, July 29, 1834, Raw 21H 30 meters 45.5s, NPD 113D 56, 38, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, LE, BM, 4, L, 3, BR, all resolved into Saint 16 meters, besides a few 12 meters. Two lines of rather larger stars run out NF, globular cluster, bright, little elongated, brighter toward the middle, 4, long, 3, broad, all resolved into stars of 16 meters, besides a few of 12 meters. Two lines of rather larger stars run out north following Nook. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4687. GC 4687 equals H2128 equals H3878 equals M30. Ri 21H 32 meters 26.0s. NPD 113D 47. 59.0. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, lim, GPM, BM, Saint 12, 16. 3 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, remarkable, globular cluster, bright, large, slightly extended elongated, gradually pretty much brighter toward the middle, stars from 12th to 16th magnitude, remark, figure in PT33JH1833, plate VI, Fig 90, Dreyer, 1877, GC4687, H2128, H3878,030, drawing in set E, plate IV, Fig 9, Dreyer, and GC7099, and GC7099 equals GC4687 equals H2128 equals H3878, M30, RI21H32 meters 25s, NPD113D48.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, B, L, LIM, GPMBM, Saint 12, 16, equals M30 remarkable, globular cluster, bright, large, slightly extended oval, gradually pretty much brighter toward the middle i.e., from its edge, it gradually brightens to a much more intense middle, stars from 12th to 16th magnitude, remark, figures in PT33JH1833, plate VI, Fig 90, and Secchi Secchi, Memory del, Assert del Caggio Romano, 1852-55, plate IV, Fig 9, Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC7099, RA equals 21:34.7, DEC equals 23:38, M30, bright globular cluster 5, in diameter, 25 cm, content car as if sets, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 20, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.